How do you keep faith in tough times? Here's what Jude says. It takes what? Somebody tell me. Work. Amen? It takes work to keep your faith. It doesn't take work to get to heaven. It takes work to keep your faith down here on this planet. It gets tough sometimes. Amen? Jude says in this little book, 25 verses long, the reason he wrote the book, he wanted to be nice. He was going to talk about how good you got it in Jesus. That's how he started out. Remember, the Holy Spirit came on this man. This is what the book says. And he had to change his tune. He says he was moved by the Spirit to write a hard letter. Not to bust our chops, but to let us know how tough it is in the last days. It's going to be exceedingly difficult to stand against apostasy. Apostasy is a moving away from the faith. Apostasy is a departing from the clear teaching of the Word of God. And so he wrote this little book right before the book of Revelation, which is that book on end time events. And he says, you've got to work hard. You've got to earnestly contend for your faith. Are y'all listening? Say. All right? And you might be going through some tough times right now. And tough times tend to push against our faith, man. And Satan wants to get an advantage of us when things are rough many times. So it means to agonize with all diligence. And we've been seeing that so far in this little book. Now we're going to look at the last six verses, verse 20 through verse 25 today. If you have your Bible, I'll be right there. You'll see it. Be right on the screen as well. In the last six verses of this little 25-verse book, Jude now gives us the keys to not only survive in tough times, but to what? Help me. Thrive in tough times. Amen? Actually, I'm excited about building a building in tough times. It's going to give me something. Not that I don't have anything to do. I got stuff to do. That's going to be encouraging to me. I hope it encourages the lot of people that don't even come here. People that live down in that neighborhood, they ride around going, look at that thing, look what they're doing today. You know, I hope it does it. Amen? Get our head out of the news every day or off the paper or something. Look somewhere and find something good going on. Amen? So that's the plan. So today's message title, I've been using ours in every one of these messages. Today is ready yourself every day. Can you say that with me? Ready yourself every day. If you're going to keep your faith in the tough times, you're going to have to do it every day. You have to be ready every day. And that's what Jude tells us. Matter of fact, he says it this way. He says, build yourself up every day. That doesn't mean look in the mirror and say, you're special, you're beautiful, you're wonderful, you're the most wonderful person. Come on, ain't what we're talking about there. That ain't going to fly. All right? But you know you are somebody in Jesus Christ. Did you know that? Say amen. That's what the Bible teaches. Amen. I am somebody because of Jesus. It's crazy talk in the book of Ephesians. It says I'm already seated somehow in the heavenlies up there. I don't even understand that kind of talk. It says my name's written down in the Lamb's book of life because I put my faith in Jesus Christ. My name's written down. The Bible tells me not only is my name written down, God's given me a new name. Amen. And it's written down in glory and it ain't in pencil. He put my name down there. Written in red, hallelujah, in the blood of Christ. So I'm somebody. You got to build yourself up every day. That's how Jude starts out. So the last three messages that I gave, I mean, they were sort of tough. Hard-hitting. He talked about folks, this, that, and the other. All right? Today, a message that's going to encourage your heart. If you listen, get it down. Make it part of who you are. Here's what he says in verse 20, the first part of verse 20. He says, build up yourselves. How do you do it? How do you keep your faith in tough times? How do I build myself up? How do I make myself ready every day for what Satan's going to throw at me? Or what my own crazy mind myself makes up? Amen? Or crazy churches out there, crazy religion folk, this, that, or the other. It's not biblical. It's coming at me from all sides. How can I stay true to you, Jesus? This is what this message is about today. Ready yourself every day. So how do you do it? Number one, pop it up. Say that with me. Study the Word of God. How often? Regularly. That's number one. You might think I made that up. Look, he said, build up yourselves on what? Your most holy faith. I don't know how you think you got your faith. Here's how you get faith. Here's how you get faith. And here's what God says. If you don't have faith, you don't please me, God says. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Hebrews 11:6. Okay? So how do you get faith? Did you pull yourself up by your bootstraps? I got me some faith. Is that how you did it? Did you go to college and get you some faith? Here's how you get faith, friend. Watch it. Pop it up. Faith comes by what? Hearing. And hearing what? The Word of God. That's how you get faith. That's why some of you, when things go wrong or hell comes at you a little bit, guess what? You bail. You cry. You whine. You cave. Why? Because you've got nothing. You have nothing. You got such a little teeny little faith. And that's where you start, friend. But you start reading that Word. You start putting that Word in you too. You come here on Sunday morning where we don't just pussyfoot around, hopefully. We give you the Word of God. You receive the Word. Not argue with it. Take it in. Amen? Eat it. That's what the Bible says. All right? So, faith comes by hearing. That's how I get my faith, man. So how am I going to build my faith in tough times? I got to be in the Word of God regularly. Regularly. Got it? That's why church matters. Now, we can't do it all right here on Sunday. But you know what? Today's the first day of the week, and you got a good running start, didn't you? Amen? Get you a good running start. And then tomorrow, you pick it right up. Amen? Psalm 119, if you want to write that down, 119, the whole psalm is a great psalm on the Word of God. It's the biggest psalm in all the psalms. It talks about the Bible. You ought to read that. It's going to take you a while. Just park it there sometime. Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet. It's a light unto my what? So see, tough times. How do I keep my faith in tough times? I got to be in the Word because it gets dark out there, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm going through trouble, trials, situations. For me, it's like this building. This is not easy. Okay? Don't feel sorry for me, but it's not easy to build something debt-free, is it? Say. When there seems to be less money and money's worth less, you know? And people who had investments don't have as much to invest. It's just tough times. So what am I going to do? I'm going to stay more than ever in the Word of God. I'm going to claim those promises I'm reading. God help us. Keep me encouraged. That's what I'm asking Him. So stay in the Word of God. That's number one. So how do I keep my faith in tough times? How do I ready myself every day? Number one, that's foundational. Okay? Be in the Word regularly. What's number two? Say it with me. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Some of you going, oh no, he doesn't talk about the Holy Ghost. Come on, you'll be fine. Here we go. Pray in the... Oh my, y'all need help. One more time. Pray in the... And you might think, Clark, you've lost your mind. Where did you get that? Let's look at the book of Jude. Praying in the what? Holy Ghost. So it's not that we shouldn't do it. We should do it. The problem is, what is it? How do we do it? Amen? So let's look. Let's learn. Praying in the Holy Ghost or Holy Spirit is praying according to the Holy Spirit's leading. Are you listening? Keep going. Pop up another one. It's not getting your will done. It's getting His will done. Y'all listening? Say. Okay? That's what praying in the Holy Ghost is. When without getting way off, some people think praying in the Holy Ghost is falling down and laughing and kicking. I'm praying in the Holy Ghost. That's what some people will tell you. That's not what Jude will tell you. Are you listening? Hey, whether you like it or not, that's what the Bible teaches, okay? That we pray in the Holy Ghost, but it's not falling down, laughing. I've had many people tell me, and I know this might hurt some of you, excuse me. Some people tell me at their church there's people that run around and cluck like a chicken. And they're doing that in the Holy Ghost. See, that little clucking like a chicken's the Holy Ghost. What I'm saying to you, friend, let me tell you something. You need something in tough times that's real and that you can count on. And here's what you can count on. You mark it down. You take this to the bank. I'll stake everything I believe on it. Number one, you study the Word of God regularly. That's number one. Number two, you pray according to the Holy Spirit's leading. It's not about your will. But here's the part we miss. So often we think praying in the Holy Spirit is I'm praying according to what's in my stomach or how I feel. That's not necessarily the Holy Spirit's will. Let me tell you what. Here's how you know the Holy Spirit's will and Holy Spirit's leading for you. You read the Word of God. Amen? If you have a child and you lock that child in a closet till he's 18 years old and you never speak to him, you never talk to him, okay, he never hears any outside voices coming from daddy. You know that kid ain't even going to be able to communicate or talk or understand language, won't even be able to, he'll just babble. Is that correct? Yes or no? And that's what you do in prayer. That's what happens to you in prayer when you don't know the Bible. How am I going to know the will of God if I don't know what He said with His own Word? Does that make sense to anybody? Say, so many people at church on Christian TV will say, well, God told me. Well, Jack, I don't know what God told you. But I do know this. If it says it in His Word, that settles it, period. Y'all listening? Say, alright. What does His Word say? That's how I know what God's will is. That's how I know what His Spirit is leading me. Because what if it violates the Bible? Do you think God would have you do anything, say anything that violates the Scriptures? Yes or no? No. I know this is hard for some. But we can have fun and it can all be woo! But what happens in the tough times? What happens when the rubber meets the road? What happens when tragedy comes in your life? What happens when crisis comes in your life? You're going to wish you could pray. Amen? You need to be in the Word so that you can give the Holy Spirit something to communicate with you about. Got it? It's not my will. It's His will. And this is the confidence that we have in Him. That if we ask anything according to what? He hears us. And if we know that He hears us whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we desire of Him. But just as true as if we pray according to His will, and that He'll hear us, the opposite is true. If we're praying and it's not according to His will, He ain't listening. I don't care what somebody else says. It's knowing, but listen, it's also praying in the Holy Ghost is inviting the Holy Spirit to join you when you pray. How many of us do that when we pray? Do we just go ahead and we just start praying? We just blah, 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 blah. We just praying. We just get so used to saying the same old words. Praying in the Holy Ghost is this. Praying in the Holy Ghost is you've got a place for you and you pull up a chair and say, God the Holy Spirit, would you join me while I pray? Would you pray with me? Would you help me pray? Would you right now pray with me? I need to hear from you because I don't know what to say. I don't know how to pray. I don't know what to do. But all I know, and I think it would be just fine if you have a place where you pray in your house, you take and you put get on your knees and your elbows on one of those chairs and you pull up another chair and say, hey, I want you right there with me. I think that'd be a good practice for you to do. I really do. Likewise, Romans 8, the Spirit helps our infirmities, for we don't even know what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And He that searches the hearts knows what's the mind of the Spirit because He makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And in this great verse, my favorite verse, my mother's favorite verse, and we know that all things work together for good to them who love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. But that verse is tied to the fact that the Holy Spirit is making intercession for us and helping me pray. Does that make any sense to anybody in the building? So how do I handle the tough times? Ready myself every day. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Ephesians 2:18 says, for through Him we both have access by one Spirit to the Father. You cannot pray without the Holy Spirit's power and help in your life. You might say, well, I don't believe in the Holy Spirit. Well, you just better believe because guess what? Because your prayers ain't going anywhere. Amen? I love it when we pray out front. I talked to y'all about the men and me praying out front before we ever start a church service. We invite God the Holy Spirit into the truck with us. I know that sounds weird to some of you. I don't want to get up at 7:30 and pray for 30, 40 minutes and not do a dime's worth of good or nothing. I don't want to have church on Sunday without accomplishing something for the Lord. So we lay it down out there in the truck. We're at your feet, Lord. This is not our day. This is about you. If anything good happens today, it's because of you, God. Move in today. Many times, the men will pray, God, wherever there's somebody's tail sitting in a seat, I pray, Lord, you'll be in that seat with them. Well, did you know that's how we pray? We pray for you. So sometime when you're not here, you think, oh, it don't matter. Well, guess what? You had a chance to be somewhere with your hiney on a seat where somebody had prayed that God would speak to you. That's pretty important, isn't it? Amen? We're the circumcision which worship God in the what? Spirit. That's how we pray. And listen, and we rejoice in Christ Jesus, and we don't have any confidence in our what? I know. I love to get excited. I love to do all that stuff, okay? But you know what? Anything that I can't see clear as a whistle in the Word of God, if it comes through my flesh, I just can't have confidence in it. Does that make sense? That's why it's so important to be plugged into the Scriptures every day. Give the Holy Spirit something to work with when you are praying, because then your mind can remember Scriptures. Your mind can remember things that He'll bring back to your memory. And you'd be surprised how your prayer life will change. He'll start speaking to you. But it won't be kooky. It'll be things that's based on biblical principles that's laid out in the Word of God. I hope you're hearing that. So this is really important. Ready yourself every day. Number three. Whew, that was a big point. So how do you do it? Number three. Say that with me. Keep yourself in the love of God. That's number three. How do I keep the faith in tough times? Number one, be regular in my study of the Word. Number two, pray in the Holy Ghost. Number three, keep yourself in the love of God. That's what Jude says. Keep yourself in the love of God. Move it, Rod. We're going to go fly. Jude doesn't say here, keep yourself saved. He doesn't say, now every day, keep yourself saved. Keep yourself secure in Jesus. Make sure that you do everything right and dot all your I's, cross all your T's, you're going to hell again. He doesn't say that. You didn't get yourself saved in the first place. God did it. Amen? But He does say this. Way back in verse 1, Jude tells us we're preserved in Jesus. You know what you are? Pop it up, Rod. You a Clausen pickle. That's what you are. That's what you are. I saw a show the other night on TV. How many saw that show on Clausen pickles? Anybody other? What am I doing watching stupid stuff? Anyway, you know what a Clausen... They take these cucumbers and they cool them down. And when you become a Clausen pickle, once they cool you down, you never come out of the cool. I mean, you're cool all the way. Then you go somewhere else and they do this. They wash on you. Then they chop on you. You're still cool. Cool all the way. They put you in a jar. The jar is cool. They put it in water. It's all cool. Okay? Then they take you, they put you into a cool truck. They take that cool truck, they take it to the grocery store, and they put you in the cooler section. That's what you are. You are preserved in Jesus. Amen. I'm a cool pickle. Because God saved me. He's the one that did the work on me. He's the one that's going to deliver me safely into heaven, into glory. Amen? So Jude didn't say, keep yourself saved. God's preserved you. But he said this, keep yourself in the love of God. What is that? You've got to keep yourself in the love of God. Here's what that means, I believe. Look at it. As the Father, Jesus speaking, has loved me, so have I loved you. What did Jesus say? Continue you in my what? Love. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love. Even as I have kept my Father's commandments and I abide in His love, these things have I spoken unto you that your joy might remain in you and that your joy might be full. So what is keeping yourself in the love of God? Listen, you've got to make an effort. You've got to make an effort. Have you ever fallen outside the love of God? I have. And it happens in tough times a lot. Here's what happens. Two things often happen in tough times. Number one, we think God doesn't love us. How many have ever done that when you had a tough time? Raise your hand. Come on. Isn't that what we do? See, Satan wants to get you out from under God's love. He wants you to get outside of God's love in your mind and in your spirit. He's got your goose cooked, baby, if that happens. So we think God doesn't love us. Here's what else happens in tough times. We focus on us. We focus on our problem. We focus on what we're going through, and we forget God loves us. You have got to make a conscious effort to keep yourself in the love of God. Say it with me. I am what? Love. Come on. I am what? Love. You need to realize the love of God's built on Jesus and not you. You didn't put yourself in the love of God. God's the one that loved you. Amen? He loved you. But it is your job to keep yourself in that love. Keep yourself reminded. God commends His love toward us while we're yet sinners. Christ died for us. The love of God didn't start with you. It started with who? Somebody tell me. Jesus. Keep it there, man. As you're going through tough struggles, Satan comes against you, your own mind comes against you, you remind yourself, I'm loved. I don't care what you say. Devil, get off me. Get away from me. I'm loved. Read some scriptures. Look, for God so what? Loved that He gave Jesus. You showed up way down there at the end. Amen? Remember that. God loves you. And I did a series not long ago, a message called Show Me the Money. Remember that? How many were here for that? Show Me the Money. Let's just review real quick. Here's what you need to do. The one. God gave His one and only Son. I'm loved. The five. Five loaves and two fishes. I'm fed. God cares for me. The ten. Remember that? The ten lepers. I'm clean. He cleaned me up. Look at the 20. Remember that 20 knots? Revelation 3:20. What was that one? I have fellowship with God. 50. Remember that? That 50 story about the I'm forgiven. Remember that? I'm forgiven. And then that 100 sheep. Remember, one goes astray. I matter to God. That's what you need to do in tough times. You need to put yourself back in the love of God. Amen? Show me the money. Pull it out. Tell yourself. Tell the devil. Tell somebody that don't like you. I'm loved. Amen? Herein is love, not that we love God, but that He loved us. He sent His Son to be a propitiation or sacrifice or to take the place of our sins. John 4:18, there's no fear in love. That's why Satan wants you to get out from under God's love, because there you're scared to death. Perfect love casts out fear. Fear has torment. He that fears is not made perfect in love. Say that with me. We love Him because He what? Remind yourself of the love of God. How do I make it in hard times? How do I keep my faith in hard times? Number one, Word of God every day, regularly. Get in it. Number two, pray in the Holy Ghost. Examine the way you're praying. Examine if you have invited God, the Holy Spirit, to be a part of your prayer life. See if you're just praying according to emotion or is it scriptural. Keep yourself in the love of God. Look for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ. The end of this verse says, as believers, we're not looking for God's judgment. So often Satan gets us. I know I might be wearing you out this morning. So often Satan gets us because we think God's picking on us. How many have ever thought that? You're a Christian, but you think God's judging you, picking on you. Can I see your hands? Yes or no? Sure you do. Listen, but as believers, we're not looking for God's judgment. We're looking for eternal life. Keep yourself in that. Amen? God loves me. God cares for me. God does want me to prosper. Doesn't mean He's going to make me rich, but He cares for me. Think that way. Look for eternal life. Your Savior's coming one day. The Bible says we shouldn't be ignorant concerning people which have died, even that we don't sorrow even as others which have no what? Hope. So how do you do it? Number four, Jude says, here's how you keep yourself in the faith, how you keep yourself ready every day. Number four, have compassion on people. Serve people. If you want to make it in tough times, Scripture every day, pray in the Holy Ghost, keep yourself in the love of God, and have compassion on people. Look what Jude says. He's been talking about these crazy people, these people that have gone away from God's Word, teaching these false truths. And look what he says to these people that are struggling with all this mess. He says, of some have compassion, making a difference. Others save with fear, pull them out of the fire, hating even the garments spotted by the flesh. What does that mean? It means have compassion on people. It means you can make a difference with your life. Can you say that with me? You can make a difference with your life. See, if Satan can ever get you to a place or your own mind where you think you're not making a difference anymore, I'm useless, I'm no good, I can't make it, then you're done. You're toast. You've got to serve people. Love people. Get out there. Do something. There are three types of people that he talks about in this verse. Doubters. Okay? We shouldn't get in doubters. Some people have been taught evolution. Some people have been taught they came from a monkey. Why should we just tell them off? Say, you're an idiot, you're a fool, get out of here. We got to have patience with people, right? Say, have compassion on people. Not everybody grew up like you did, knowing what you know. Be patient with people. Three different kinds of people. Here's the next kind, the deceived. Sometimes people believe false doctrine. They believe false doctrine. And you know what you have to be with them? Say that word. Direct. Here's what the Bible says, sir, and what you say is not according to the Word of God. Because they got all their scriptures. And you go, no, sir, because that is not right according to the Bible. Some people got to be that way with them. Number three, there's a different kind of another kind of person. That's the dangerous person. You need to be what? Some cults, and that's what he's been talking about in this book. Some people who are apostate, they know more about their Bible, back, forth, up, down, left, right, than you even think you know. I'm a Christian. I'm going to go change them. You better watch it. Number one denomination taken into Jehovah's Witness, Baptist. Number one. Man, we believe in God. Amen. The blessed God, the Word of God. Amen. It makes good speech, don't it? If you don't know it, that's all it is. Three different kinds of people. Be careful. That's what Jude's saying. Now listen, not every believer is equipped and called to reach every person. Have compassion on people, but watch it. Every believer is equipped and called to reach somebody. Y'all listen this morning. I'm killing you, ain't I, today? That's how you keep your faith. Don't say, I'm stupid. I can't reach anybody. You're not stupid. You can reach somebody. But I wouldn't go out there and try to go after the head muckety-muck of the Mormon church. Right out the gate, amen? You listening? Say, amen? And also confronting people. Sometimes people need to be told, this is not what the Bible says. We need to be direct. But you can reach somebody. And you must reach somebody. You can make a difference with your life. That's what Jude says. In tough times, you've got to know that. Number five. Can you say that with me? Know that God can do what? Keep you. Sometimes we spend a little too much energy trying to keep ourselves saved. You know what I mean? Have you ever gone on guilt trips like that? Where you try, you know, you think you got to be perfect. You got to do everything just right. You got to just do it all. And you know what I'm saying? And you just get on this big guilt trip because you missed the mark a little bit. You ever been like that? Yes or no? Listen, you got to know that God can keep you. Look at verse 24. Now unto Him that's able to keep you from falling. Don't fear that you're going to fall away from the faith. God's going to keep you. You do what's right. He'll take care of you. You listening? He'll present you faultless before the presence of His glory with exceeding joy. Not only is He going to keep you, He's going to be tickled to death that He's keeping you. Amen? He loves you to pieces. Don't be afraid of your security in Jesus. In tough times, we can get so distraught, so discouraged. We can think, am I even a Christian? Maybe he'll say to my God, am I going to hell? Am I the only one that thinks that way sometimes? Know that He can keep you. I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate me from the love of God, which is in Jesus Christ my Lord. Know that you, praise the Lord, amen. Know that you have that security. Look at this one. 2 Timothy, written by the Apostle Paul. For God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me His prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God, who has saved us. He's called us with a holy calling, not according to something we did, but according to His own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. Now that's a mouthful. Chew on that for a while. But is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who came and He abolished death. He brought life and immortality to light through the gospel, whereunto I am appointed a preacher and an apostle and a teacher of the Gentiles. For the which cause I also suffer these things. I got hard times, Paul says, but listen to me. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed. For I know whom I have believed. I'm persuaded that He is able to keep that which I have committed unto Him against that day. Is that powerful or what? Powerful Scripture. You need to know that in your tough time. He can keep me. Amen? So how do you do it? Let's review. Number one, be in the Word of God. How often? I recommend every day, regularly. Number two, pray. Like you always have done, or pray how? In the Holy Ghost. Pull up a chair. Invite Him. Number three, what did we say? What was number three? Somebody tell me. Keep yourself what? In the love of God. Work on that. Number four, have what? Compassion on people. Everybody's not the same. You're not going to reach everybody, but you can reach somebody. Number five, what was it? Know that God can keep you. And last one is this. Do what? Give Him all the glory. Amen. Because this is all about Him anyway. Amen? Look at it. To the only wise God. Look at this. That's how Jude finished. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. And that's the end of the little book. Amen. Look at what Jude, he started off what? Nice. Then he got ugly in the middle. But Jude ended real nice, didn't he? That was one of the best little outlines I've ever, as a pastor, as I was reading along. I didn't have to do anything to the message really today. I just read the Bible. You want to know how you can keep the faith? You always keep that circle, that book, that last part of the book of Jude, verse 20 through verse 25. You always keep that circle. You keep that mark. I'd mark it all in yellow, man. And I'd go back to that all the time. That's how you keep your faith in the tough times. Amen. Praise the Lord with me this morning, will you? Come on. Amen. Been a long day here. Praise the Lord. Amen.